All right, guys, we are back for the last segment of Who's Talking Tonight before the UNC-UVA game. We got Frank Maloney going to give us a LeClaire Ryan play of the game.
So the Wahoos at the 2:06 mark made a couple of quick passes, and Joe Harris stepped up big against Florida State to nail another three ball. It put the score at 72-57 and basically sent a strong message that the short-lived comeback by the Seminoles was over. There was a lot of fouling and some other stuff that occurred, but essentially in the game, that was probably the last major basket prior to the Justin Anderson alley-oop dunk that caused the technical and all the other issues. But excellent game by the Cavaliers on Saturday. To sweep a very good Florida State team is a big deal. All right, right now we're going to kick it over to Chris, and we're going to cover the Olympic Sports Report. Take it away, Chris.
So the baseball team leads the nation with 5 preseason All-Americans. Derek Fisher and Nick Howard were named to the first team. And then Brandon Cogwell, Brandon Downs, and Mike Pappy were second team All-Americans preseason. One other thing about the baseball program, the step up to the plate night is going to be January 31st. So
John Paul Jones Arena. And I would go to virginiasports.com. I believe you can still get a ticket. I'm not sure there are any tables left, but you can certainly get a ticket. It is a great event. It's a signature. It's one of the signature sports events in Charlottesville. And this year, the manager of the Red Sox, the world champion Red Sox, will be there, as well as, I believe, Sean Doolittle.
Correct.
Yep. Who pitches for the Oakland Athletics. Will be the UVA alumnus player recognized that night. But the manager, Farrell, I think it's, his first name? John Farrell?
Yeah, John Farrell. His son played at UVA back in the late 2000s.
So it's pretty cool that he's coming back, and I'm sure there will be some great talks there. And there's a lot of meet and greet and shaking hands, and some of the players in the team will be around to get autographs and that kind of thing. It's a great event, good food. A lot of fun. It's very upbeat up at John Paul Jones Arena. I believe it's a Friday, January 31st. All right,
about a week
keep
and a
going.
Half. All right, so the track team was down at UNC this past week at the Gene Anderson Invitational, and first-year Jeff Jernigan tied for first place in the pole vault, so that was a pretty good showing for him. In the cross, no games, but just to let everyone know, there will be 6 games televised by ESPN this season. The swim team picked up 11 event wins on the way to a 5 dual meet victories at Virginia Tech. Local collegiate product and fourth-year Rachel Norath was part of the winning 800 free relay. Tennis team, Treat Huey and Dominic Inglot advanced to the doubles quarterfinals at the Australian Open. Treat was an 08 graduate and Dominic was a 09 graduate, and they are the 12 seed. So watch out for them in the news.
It's unbelievable how far they've come. They have made runs at all the majors.
This is their second quarterfinals this year.
And they're starting to show signs that maybe they can move into the top 10 or the top 5. I mean, the two of them are really excellent doubles players.
Women's basketball upset number 17 in the country, Florida State, 85-68, similar character to the men's team. And that brings Virginia to 500 for the season, and that was FSU's third straight loss. So they're on a bit of a skid right now. Women's soccer, a lot going on. So Molly Menschel and Shasta Fisher and Annie Stain Lodge were chosen into the National Women's Soccer League draft. And then third-year Morgan Bryan was awarded the Mack Herman Trophy, which is the most prestigious honor in collegiate soccer. And UVA right now is one of 3 schools to have both a men's and women's Herman Trophy winner, and we're joining Notre Dame and Penn State.
Pretty unbelievable. And she has had a tremendous career. She's got another year, doesn't she?
She does, yep.
One thing we do not want to forget to mention, there's a dedication of the lobby at the Boar's Head Inn up in Charlottesville tomorrow night at 5:30. The lobby is being dedicated in honor of Hal Burrows, the former great UVA tennis player and a former pro and then a teaching pro for many, many years. I know his family and was on the committee involved with raising the money for the scholarship in Charlottesville, named in his honor, which supports Brian Boland's awesome tennis team, which, you know, they're the defending national champions. But anyway, if you get a chance, you ought to go up to Charlottesville tomorrow And this will be hot times and people whooping it up and celebrating. And Hal is such a great guy. Also want to point out it's Meet the Team night for the men and women there. So if you take
and the women just won the UVA Winter Invitational today,
right?
So,
which is unbelievable.
There's Marshall.
Yeah, so. There's everyone is celebrating big time in Charlottesville with the tennis programs. But you might want to go up there and catch that. That's going to be an awesome event. And let's all tip our hat to Hal Burrows. What a great guy. And his nickname was the Prince, and nobody ever deserved it more. So
what are you thinking tonight, Frank? What's the score?
Oh, the game. Let's talk about the basketball game. UVA versus Carolina. We've got about a minute and a half. All right. So if the Wahoos can keep Marcus Page and James Michael McAdoo, the 15th or whatever his name is, under control and keep
is he a Pope now?
Yeah. Keep the Carolina big men from getting a lot of rebounds under the boards. And Virginia is one of the best defensive rebounding teams in the country. And if Virginia can control the tempo on the offensive end to frustrate the heels, you know, I think Virginia will beat them something like 64 to 52, 53, somewhere, something like that.
Yeah, if we can hold them to 52, that would be pretty impressive. We'll see.
All right, so don't forget the Wahoos will be hosting the Hokies on Saturday at 3 o'clock, big game at JPJ. In the third game of this homestand, Wahoos are looking good right now and threatening if they can get a couple more wins to move back into the top 25. So looking forward to next week's show. We've got head UVA baseball coach Brian O'Connor coming on the show with us. Go Wahoos!
Go Wahoos!